ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bye-bye. Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
On tomorrow's show, we will talk with Steve Stone. We will talk with Russell Dorsey. So a lot of baseball, and I think there might be some room for some hockey discussion on tomorrow's show. We shall see. These two guys are coming off a triumphant interview with Joe Kelly yesterday. You can check them out between now and Cubs baseball. They are Parkins and Spiegel.
I think we did win. I
triumphant is a funny word choice.
We won that hour.
I like it.
Yeah, we defeated apathy. We defeated boredom.
And the dump button.
Oh, my God.
Did
man.
We win that?
I don't know.
I think you won it.
Oh, man.
No one was fired.
Yet.
That's a win.
Yet.
Yeah.
Tanny didn't quit out of frustration. So that's a win.
I do think that his blood pressure was raised well into the evening, though. He said he had some lingering anxiety.
Some flashbacks.
Yeah. Right. He kept thinking about it. Did something get out that wasn't supposed to? Mm-hmm. It was
atta baby.
Awful announcing. Just wrote it up. I don't know, man. He is fascinating. I found it wildly entertaining, and I love radio. We're all radio guys, but man, I was bummed we were on radio yesterday.
You were hoping for that podcast feel?
Dude, he
just let it rip.
He said so much.
He assumed we were.
He assumed we were, but also, like, he said so much, and then, like, we kind of had to admonish him. Shane came in after the first segment and, like, admonished him more, and, you know, he was still great the second and third segment, but obviously it was more buttoned up, and I'm not even just talking about, like a gratuitous curse. Like, you know, it was just, like, a little bit more buttoned up. He will say it. He said that baseball would be better if Elon Musk bought every team.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that.
I'm not saying I agree with any of it. Like, some I do, some I don't, but, like, that's a wild opinion, man.
Well, he wants more rich hobbyists, and I love that guy, Rich Hobbyist. I was excited when he bought a team. But
he's a really good pitcher.
Do you think so? But he wants more Mark Cubans, more Steve Cohens, more Steve Ballmers, people who've already made their money, who come in and don't treat it like a business, treat it like the vanity project and the joyful hobby that it's supposed to be.
I do agree with him on that front. I do think that you want someone who is going to bring about competition. And this is one of the big things that the players were arguing about. That they're tired of owners like people in Cincinnati, for example, that are just going to use this as a way to create revenue without even caring about the winning part of it.
Yeah, I think that part is just right. It would be better for the fans and certainly the player salaries, right? There would be even more money spent if every owner were, if the 30 richest people in the world owned the 30 baseball teams,
sure,
they would, there would be even more money spent on the sport.
Right, but that's not going to happen anytime soon, and they will forever fight, will the owners, the idea of a salary floor. And now they've got it just the way they want it. Even though they cry and they bemoan the situation, they have a cap, essentially, and no floor. So they love that. And then they can complain internally that some people are spending all the way up to the Steve Cohen cap, and a lot of other people just don't even bother. And it stinks.
It stinks, of course.
Bad system.
There's a huge disparity, and you're seeing it in some of the records, man. Like, I know it's not exactly tied to money and wins, but it is. You know, like the teams that can spend more money do more often than not win more baseball games.
So we got the Dodgers, the Angels, the Yankees all doing really well.
And the Mets. Coastal elites, baby.
Yeah. It's
That's the state of the league right now.
Whenever that gets pointed out, baseball people and some like hardcore fans will be like, But the Rays, you know,
because there are a few,
right? But that's arguing the
way.
That's arguing the exception
for sure.
It's that is not arguing the rule. The more money you spend, the more wins you are going to have in general.
Yeah, you know, from a year to year basis, and obviously the way to really do it is to do both, like the Dodgers did, and still do, where you feed the system and spend on the big league level. But man, yeah, Joe Kelly was wacky. There was some real good baseball-y stuff there, stuff we're looking forward to bringing up to Steve Stone at 3 o'clock on this show, including the mound visit heard round the world, Lawrence. He said, yeah, actually that did matter. Ethan Katz getting in his head and challenging him. Like a pitching coach needs to figure out what motivates the guys, and Katz figured out Joe Kelly right there in that moment out of necessity.
Well, I love hearing that, because sometimes I wonder if it's just reminding guys stuff that they already know and maybe have lost sight of inside of a start or an outing, or if there's a motivational component that can happen in the 25 seconds that a pitching coach is going to be able to be out there on the mound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Kelly, a guy who came in very confident, feeling very good about himself, and needed to be told that he was a piece of crap, essentially. Hey, kid, get it together.
He likes being challenged.
Yes.
He likes being challenged. Like, you know, parenting, you got to learn how your kids learn, right? A teacher, how different students learn. Motivational tactics.
That's a pitching coach.
You don't approach everybody the same way. That's the job of the pitching coach. Did you listen to it live, Lawrence?
No.
Okay.
No, I was in class when it was happening live.
Okay.
Well, call us sometime when you have no class.
Probably later on today.
I was curious how people experienced it, because it felt like kind of like a bucking bronco situation.
Sure.
Like,
isn't that dangerous radio? People love dangerous radio.
But yeah, it was hilarious. It was fun. At the end of the hour, I was like, did we cover anything? And then you look back at it and you're like, oh, yeah, damn.
We got that in. We got this in.
We covered a lot. We broke the news of the Donaldson suspension to him. He told the hilarious Liam Hendricks story, the Ethan Katz stuff, saying that they could break out. He gave a ton of validity to that being a launch point for the team.
Kopech going off 2 hours of sleep because he's got a newborn, all that stuff.
So like, there really was a ton. But at the end, I was like, I don't know what just happened, but I enjoyed the entire thing.
Oh, man, Liam trying to push on the door from the bullpen so they could get out there and join the brawl, the theoretical brawl, so they could do like the dance theater of running out there and standing around as the bullpens do, but they couldn't even get out of the bullpen at first.
Yeah.
That's happened to a couple of pitchers this year.
God, it's so good.
Where they've been doing the push when the bullpen door is a pull, and then they end up getting stuck back there.
What's the maximum number of times you can do the wrong push or pull mechanic before you try the other one where you don't feel dumb? Is it two?
I think it's probably three.
Yeah, the third time you feel like a complete idiot.
I'm pulling. It's not opening.
Yeah.
I got to pull harder.
Uh-huh.
It's not opening.
It's probably jammed. I got to pull really hard.
And then you push. I think, yeah. And it opens easily. I agree. I think if you pull a fourth time, you're just dumb. Like, I think it's three
and
a half.
You could argue three.
Over under 3.5.
Right. But I still think that you're right. On three, when you then push, I still think you feel a little stupid.
You feel a little stupid, but you can't stop your muscles and your momentum from actually still trying to do it.
Yeah, if it's a quick three, you feel okay about it. The real problem there is if you pull, pause, think about it, and pull again.
Go back.
That's where that third.
Well,
really
usually that third one though, like it opens the door because like all the force that you're, it almost slingshots it back. It's like, oh, this door pushes open.
Right. Yeah. It's and it's happened to all of us, and it always happens in like it always happens in a crowd. Right? Like, oh, there's 17 people behind you. Like, mm-hmm. You're like walking into a department store on Fifth Avenue in New York City or
and
something.
You're like,
it always happens in the worst possible time. Like when you're trying to defend your teammates against the brawl.
And then they go Let's go out there, guys. Come on.
And then the Yankees fans can see into the bullpen. And so then when they get back from the stupidity, they just get heckled for not being able to open a door.
And you got
to
wear that.
And you got to wear it. That's great. Baseball players, they're just like us. Mm. They're just like us. So do you? So Speaks, you've been tracking the stretch,
the 54 game stretch,
and they've won two. So should it be a new stretch?
No.
Are you sticking with your 50? Because everyone else is going to stick with post Donaldson.
No, that's fine.
There will be pre Donaldson and post Donaldson.
Oh yeah, that's true. Well, you know that'll be easy. Yeah,
everyone else is doing that.
Absolutely. Well, how about you know, in this 54 game stretch, they've played 14. They're 7-7. In the 54 game stretch, it's supposed to be 15. The thing is, we thought these were going to be some winnable ones. These next five here, this is a very different Red Sox team than it was 2 weeks
ago. Speaks, can you break this down? Because their stories are similar, where they're two teams with some expectations and they've stumbled out of the gates. The Red Sox have righted themselves. How?
Well, the last 2 weeks are the best offense in baseball. The number one OPS in baseball the last 2 weeks, last 7 days, their team OPS is 925. So they've won 6 out of 7. They've won 8 out of 10. They just swept Seattle, and they finished it off with a walk-off grand slam on Sunday. Trevor Story has exploded. He was absolute dog crap for like the first 5 weeks. J.D. Martinez and Xander Bogaerts and Rafael Devers are terrific, especially Devers and Martinez have both been completely on fire. So, the offense has absolutely broken out. The kid going tonight, Nick Pivetta, has been up and down, was brilliant his last time out. Eovaldi's been up and down. So pitching's kind of been, fairly steady overall, but it's the offense that sucked for a long time, and right now it is absolutely on fire. So that's how they've broken out and kind of pulled back to where you thought that they might be.
I'm so hopeful that it not just what happened with Donaldson, but there was some good stuff baseball-wise that happened for the White Sox on Sunday, where you do get these two brilliantly pitched games by Cueto and Kopech. You have Pollock with a big home run. You have Tim Anderson with a big home run. I still am not in a place where I trust the White Sox offense. Their starting pitching has been better than I think they could have even dreamed, considering the injuries that they've had. I just want to see them, especially against right-handers, do well.
Yeah, no, you need Moncada and you need Grandal.
I need Grandal to start taking walks again.
Yeah, you do, because the guys that do take walks need to take walks, because a lot of the other guys do not. So,
although Tim's got 5 in a month, and that's a big deal.
The personal record. He's so damn good. So good.
It's crazy. The bat, the bat-to-ball the skills, the hand-eye coordination, just the comfort level.
And the approach.
Yeah.
It like the Tim Anderson approach of, oh, so you guys used to get me out when I would try to pull those pitches on the outside. I'll just flip them to right from now on.
See, Miguel Cabrera had 2 more hits to the opposite field yesterday. Giancarlo Stanton goes to the opposite field with regularity. It's like, and I keep thinking of the Cabrera anecdote after he got to 3,000 hits, where they told the story of he had like the big duffel bag full of cash on the team plane. And people were like, what are you doing? And he reached down, he pulled out, I think what was like 10 grand. He holds it up and says, this is what you get when you hit the ball the other way. And just held that up in the air.
He's right.
Yes. Yeah. He could not be more right. So learning to do that, being comfortable doing that,
So you think he carried around the cash just for that anecdote, or was there another purpose?
Well, where were they going next?
That's a good question.
Like, someone's going to ask about opposite field hitting on this flight. I just know it. I need to have some snacks with me.
Were they on their way to Atlanta?
Right, exactly.
Or Miami?
Yeah. Or
L.A.?
Spring training in Vegas? Any city for a big league ball player, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Houston, you can have a good time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any southern city, really.
Really, if you just grab the FanDuel app with my promo code Matt, you can just get and bet on stuff anywhere.
Oh, you think he was gambling with that money? I don't think that Lawrence was talking about sports gambling in Atlanta.
Yeah, he was talking about strip clubs.
There you go.
Yeah, sorry.
Promo code LOHO.
At Magic City.
LOHO, can we just agree?
I go up to the door at Magic City and say LOHO and they let me in?
I mean, you could try.
You could try. Lawrence, can we just agree? The promo code BURN is just crap, right? I mean, nobody does that.
Yes, no one does that. Either
especially
people do
at Magic City.
Or LOHO. It's those two.
Either one.
And that's it.
Yes, Team Matt, Team LOHO. Absolutely. Especially at Magic City.
Could you imagine? I'm trying to get into the back room.
Can I use the promo code BURN?
BURN?
No.
Get out of here.
Yeah, get away from
that's
here.
That's the last thing we want here. We don't want that reputation.
Nobody wants win expectancy matrices conversation in the back room.
Oh, God. No, yeah. B-E-R-N or B-U-R-N.
There's no sex in the champagne room, and there's also no win expectancy matrices.
Excuse me, can you turn up the light? I can't read the printout of the Joe Sheehan newsletter.
Why are you reading that here? It arouses me. That's why.
It does.
Whatever gets you going, man.
Whatever it takes. We're not here to fetish shame if that's what gets you going.
I think we've always said that about the score. There's no kick shaming on
that's
the
right.
score.
That's
or is,
right.
Or is there? Maybe there
sometimes.
Is.
Yeah. The Joe Sheehan newsletter, I'll kink shame that. If that's, come on, that can't be your thing. Anything else we're fine with, but come on, that can't
emails
be.
From Stonecutter?
Yeah. Yeah. There are things. Yeah, sure. There are more than one.
All right.
Oh, God. You, Lawrence, you said about Zach LaVine, I thought it was so right. Like, don't freak out about every rumor. And because there are a lot going to come, and he is going to be wined and dined.
And he should.
100%. What you said of like still being on the fence about whether or not DeRozan, Vooch, and LaVine as a core three, you know, are good enough to compete for a championship. I'm out on that. Like, I don't think their core three is good enough to compete for a championship.
Do you think that the part that's got to go is Vooch?
I just think the part that has to go is not Zach. You know, like, DeRozan is obviously awesome right now, but he probably won't be this awesome for much longer, and he's not a good defensive player. Zach at 27, like, I've said it for a while now, like, I think the core of the Bulls that is most likely to experience the highest degree of winning is Lonzo, Patrick Williams, and Zach LaVine. Like, I think that's more likely to be their big three.
Can I throw Caruso in? I mean, not as a big three. I hear what you're saying. You're ideally hoping that Patrick Williams develops into a big, big, big part of it.
Yeah, because like, I think that what they did with getting Vooch and DeRozan here was the stopgap. Was like the, these guys are all-stars.
They're all
professionals. Let's get good. Let's get in the playoffs. Let's get experience. Let's figure out what we have. And now there's this obvious reality that like they're not as good as Miami or Boston or Milwaukee. And they probably can't be because of the limitations of flexibility of what it costs to get from awful to good and competitive. And now this will be a very interesting off-season or two to figure out how Arturis can, you know, wait for the first round picks to come back and take that next step.
Maybe upgrade his Vooch.
It's going to be tough.
Man, you know me. I'm a long-time Nikola Jokic dreamer. Long-time Jokic dreamer.
It's not happening.
I see Denver upheaval. I see Minnesota come swooping in and stealing an exec after Arturis left as well. And I see, you know, I dream. I continue to dream of
Jokic?
Yes.
He says he's going to sign the Supermax, and they're going to offer him the Supermax. Why are we dreaming of this?
I dream of Jokic. One of my favorite 50s and 60s sitcoms. Absolutely. After school every day, Lawrence, what, 4 o'clock, 4:30? I dream of Jokic would come on.
It's
there.
Ridiculous. It's just so, yeah.
Rub the genie bottle.
Yeah. It would be great.
Can we get Bill Melton on the phone, please?
That's one of those shows where, in the context of 2022,
he did enjoy his winter, by the way.
I Dream of Jeannie would not work.
Yeah. You don't think so?
That's a long list.
No.
Yeah, that is a long
that
list.
Is a long
well, I mean, some of the stuff I think could work because of the way that it was, but I Dream of Jeannie, I don't think that's going to be a thing that works.
Rub the bottle. And the blonde woman comes out.
She comes out and grants me all these wishes. And then was he an astronaut?
Yes.
Like he was a pilot, but he was also an astronaut.
I think he was both. I think he was a pilot that evolved into an astronaut. And yet he never took advantage of the genie in that way until they eventually got married. All proper good stuff. And I would marry Jokic if I needed to.
Yeah, but why?
That's the name of the new sitcom.
But why?
I would marry Jokic.
Why do you do that to yourself?
What? Dream of things that aren't happening?
Yeah.
It's the American way. Come on, man. I'm playing Beat the Streak every day to win $5.6 million.
Right, but that's a funny,
who
like...
Who you got tonight?
Yeah, who do you have tonight?
T.A.?
Tonight?
No, I have Santiago Espinal, who's got a 16-game hitting streak for Toronto. I got that going to 17 against St. Louis. And I have Trey Mancini against the Yankees because he hits like 379 off Montgomery and he kills left-handed pitching.
Where's your streak at right now?
Two.
One, two,
outstanding.
Two.
Yeah, I'm a two.
Yeah.
What?
I know. I just like
screw you guys.
Get the inside edge on how to win the $5.6 million prize every day. This
that's right.
Podcast.
You know who's good? You know who's really good at it? The Porthinator.
Ryan Porth's really good.
Ryan Porth is really good. You know, we had yesterday. He had Ian Happ in Cincinnati because Happ owns Cincinnati pitching.
He can't leave there without a home run.
That great call by Boog right there towards the end. Absolutely. And he had Paul Goldschmidt, who had a walk-off grand slam. So he was sweating it all night long. And then there's Goldie with the walk-off grand slam.
What's Porth at?
I don't
Two.
Know. Four.
You don't know? He's really good.
Yeah.
He's really good.
He's
One.
At four.
It's a tough game.
It's a hard game.
Not a lot of hits happening in real baseball.
Good news, that you get 10 grand for the high streak on the year.
Is four the high streak on the year?
No, 39 is the high streak on the year so far. Somebody already got to 39.
Oh, you're 37 away.
Yeah, that's give me time.
Hey, man, it starts. You got to do it.
That's life, isn't it?
Start with one.
That's life. You go back to zero. You show up the next day, refocus, concentrate on your fundamentals, and begin again.
That's right. Today, Lawrence, we have Steve Stone on the radio program.
That plays.
Should be good. Joe Ostrowski and Mark Grody from another opportunity for Bears media to watch Bears players play football.
Kind of.
Yeah, well, for sure. Yeah.
There's no pads on.
Kind of. But people spoke, too. So we'll hear Matt Eberflus today.
And there was a shakeup in the cornerback room.
Yeah, I just saw
Matt
that.
Matt Eberflus told you, don't worry about it.
I just saw that. Jalen Johnson lined up with the twos? Is that
yes,
right?
Because of a conditioning thing.
Whoa. Man, this is an interesting situation. My
Bears
radar, angst. Well, no, radar's been up about Jalen Johnson for a little while here.
They'd be crazy not to like him.
No, I think they're challenging him. They want to see, you know, his work ethic in this system. They want to see him rise up, and he's not the bright, shiny young corner on this team anymore. They got a new one of those. So I'm sure he's feeling a little disrespected, even if subtly and subconsciously.
Doesn't matter. It does not matter. I could care less.
That could be true as well.
Fluce. So disrespectful.
So disrespectful in May.
So that's what we're doing today, Lawrence.
Sounds like a show, boys. Have yourselves a time. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you,
all right, man. Have a good one. Tanny's Open kicks us off as always. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.